Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. They're not here yet, but they're on the way. Eastern tent caterpillars.
That's correct. We're on about the same pace as 2012 as far as the spring is going and the buildup of heat units that really drive development of insects, and particularly the tent caterpillars. So if things stay pretty much as they're forecast, we should begin to see egg hatch of tent caterpillars in mid-March.
UK Extension entomologist Lee Townsend says for horse owners, this bears watching. A decade ago, these pests caused mare reproductive loss syndrome, resulting in a 30% drop in the thoroughbred foal crop and a $300 million loss for the industry here as a whole.
If you have pregnant mares, then the thing to do is watch for wild cherry trees and watch for early signs that tent caterpillars are active.
Most often on the farm, the caterpillars frequent trees and fence rows, and after that disease outbreak a decade ago, many were cleared out. But he sees signs of an expanding pest population.
Over the last 4 to 5 years, I think we've just noticed a general trend upward in the number of tents that we see in the spring.
So horse owners need to keep a watchful eye to keep mares away from any potential exposure. In a minute, how homeowners can cope. We'll be right back.
Need a better job? Need technical training? Want to go to college but didn't finish high school? You can take free classes to get your GED diploma. Contact your local adult education center or go to knowhowtogokentucky.org. That's knowhowtogokentucky.org. Don't delay. Start today. This message brought to you by Kentucky Adult Education Council on Post-Secondary Education. knowhowtogokentucky.org.
UK Extension entomologist Lee Townsend says permanent tree damage is not really a problem with the eastern tent caterpillar. It's just the unsightly appearance of their webs in the trees and their activities as they mature from there.
It's the nuisance value of the nests in the trees and some defoliation. The real concern comes when you have large numbers of caterpillars and they leave the trees to find a place to pupate and turn into a moth. And that's when they can go crawling over patios and decks and make things kind of unpleasant for a while.
In a couple of weeks, as webs appear, homeowners can don some gloves or use a stick, clear those webs out, and put on their dancing shoes.
There's a number of options for that. That's exactly right. The main thing is to try to take advantage of them when they're bunched together. Once they leave the trees and start to crawl, they can be everywhere.
And spring is on the way. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network. We'll be right back.